Visiting Obama gets no rest. Visiting presidents get no time off for jet lag, it seems. Despite the 12-hour time difference between Washington, D.C. and Bangkok, U.S. President Barack Obama will not even set foot in his hotel until after the day's business here is finished. The U.S. president will arrive on Sunday afternoon at Don Mueang Airport and travel directly to the Grand Palace, where U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be waiting for him, a city police source said. They will travel on to Sirirat Hospital, where they will have an audience with His Majesty the King, the source added. Mr. Obama would then travel to Government House to have dinner with Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, said the source, adding that after the dinner, he would have a meeting with about 600 U.S. Embassy staff at Chulalongkorn University's sports complex. At the end of the day, Mr. Obama would check in at the Four Seasons Hotel on Ratchaphasong Road. Snipers will be deployed along the routes Mr. Obama travels from the day he arrives until he leaves, the source said. The only place Thai security officials will have sole charge is at Sirirat Hospital, where His Majesty the King is staying. Security there is already at a maximum. The U.S. President is scheduled to leave Bangkok for Myanmar on Monday. Although the President's trip is a short one, some here are worried it could have lasting unwanted effects. Of special concern will be his invitation to Thailand to join the Trans-Pacific Strategic Economic Partnership Agreement to free up trade between the United States and other member countries. There are 11 at the moment. Critics worry it will put Thailand at a disadvantage, especially in the areas of banking, intellectual property, and the service industries.